Lebanon's Prime Minister-designate Saad Hariri has been paying last-minute courtesy calls to both allies and adversaries to resolve squabbles and determine which political party will get which seat in his new cabinet. Lebanon has been without a government since parliamentary elections on June 7th, which handed a solid majority to his pro-Western March 14th coalition. Mr. Hariri already failed during a previous attempt to form a new government last summer. One of the key obstacles blocking an overall consensus among Lebanon's fractious political parties has been how many seats to award to populist Christian leader and Hezbollah ally General Michel Aoun. Aoun told reporters Monday, after meeting with Hariri and handing him his list of picks to join the new government, that he was optimistic that recent snags had been ironed out. He says that the final round of bargaining is over, and barring any last-minute obstacles raised by any of the other parties, a new government will hopefully emerge. Pro-Syrian Hezbollah, which says that it agrees to participate in what it calls a new national unity government, also appeared to pose more conditions, which could eventually cause further conflict with parties in the March 14th coalition. Hezbollah Member of Parliament Mohamed Fnaish warned that his group will not accept a new political platform for the government-to-be, which does not offer clear support to what he calls the resistance. He says that all of Lebanon's political parties have agreed in the past to ministerial platforms that clearly support the resistance. He says that neither Hezbollah nor the Lebanese people will accept anything less than the same support this time around. By late afternoon, political observers continued to put out positive noises, suggesting that last-minute differences were in the process of being ironed out. Free Lebanon Radio insisted bluntly that the new government would be formed by nightfall. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.